welcome back to our coverage of the Donegal International Rally for 2024 in the rain in Inishowen. Let's be honest about it. It's been a horrible, so it has, for the last hour and a half or thereabouts. There's been heavy rain here in the north of the Inishowen Peninsula, and it's certainly having a big factor on how this rally has played out, particularly on stage four. The leading cars are all off stage four, and we have a new leader coming out of the second run around Malin Head. Getting the tyre choice correct and being able to steer the polo through the very, very wet and slippy conditions with standing water on the stage, we have a new leader in Keith Cronin and Michael Galvin. I'll correct myself, it's not a polo, it's a Ford Fiesta that they have. And Cronin now leading by 9 seconds from Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in a similar Fiesta. Cronin got the choice right with the tyres. It seemed to be Edwards did as well. He thought he made the right choice, but the very first junction then, there was an overshoot for Edwards. He came off the stage and there was bits of tape and poles and everything hanging off the side of the car, but he lost 11 seconds on the stage, which means overall now he trails the new leader Cronin by 9 seconds. Who else had problems in there? Josh Moffat lost a lot of time as well due to power steering issues. And on the modified section, yes, Kevin Gallagher continues to lead and was the fastest of the two-wheel drive cars in there. However, Gary McPhillips lost around 8 seconds, so obviously he had problems in the wet in there as well, be it a tyre choice or maybe just having an overshoot within stage four. But Gary McPhillips now dropping to third in the modified section. So let's go to the top of the leaderboards. Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin, the Cork and Kerry partnership, leading by 9 seconds in their Fiesta from the similar car of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. A big move by Cronin as Edwards overshoots. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are third overall. Now, they are 23 seconds off the pace of the leader, but they are very much finding their feet with this new Skoda Fabia RS and getting more confident as the hours pass in the car, which is making its Irish debut. Cathal McCourt and Brian Hoy in another Fiesta. They sit in fourth position, 9.5 adrift off Devine. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, who had issues in their Citroen, they remain in the top five. They lost a considerable amount of time. If we do the maths, 26 seconds to Keith Cronin time in there in Malin Head, and they currently sit 20.4 seconds behind Cal McCourt in fourth. Marian Evans and Jer Conway, they are sixth overall in the Toyota Yaris, nearly a minute down on the leaders Edwards. David Kelly and Dino Sullivan, the polo, are now seventh. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in a Citroen C3 are in eighth, and 11.5 seconds is the difference between Kelly and Boyle. Aidan Ray and Niall Burns in a R5 Polo GTI inside the top 10 in ninth position. And then Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty also in a polo. They wrap up the top 10 with Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, the former multi-winners, in a Fiesta sitting 11th, and James Ford and Niall Shanks just outside the top 10. They have dropped a couple of places too, in fact, as they go to 12th overall. Then we've got that battle for the two-wheel drive category. The Darien T90 GTR of Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, who are looking for three modified two-wheel drive titles in a row here in Donegal. 13th overall, they're leading their class, and they have a 16.7 second advantage over the Toyota starter rear-wheel drive of Declan Gallagher and John McCarty. Also finishing or coming through with a good time on that stage. Just looking at the time off Kevin Gallagher, which has disappeared in front of me. Here it is, 8.22.1. And Declan Gallagher wasn't too far behind. 8.24.3 was the time there. And now sitting third in the modified section is Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan. And they are currently just under 4 seconds adrift off Declan Gallagher. So that would mean there's round about 20 seconds separating the top three in the modified section. But the cars are now heading away from Malin Head, and they're going to another stage, which is expected to be extremely wet. We understand there's heavy rain on special stage five, which is the second run around Mamore Gap. And the first car due there shortly is supposed to be around about 3:30. If I look at my notes, 3:29. But there seems to be a time delay, or there seems to be a bit of a delay somewhere along the way. So it may be after that before they do get starting. But one thing we do know, tyre choice is going to be crucial. Those that were brave enough that decided to go on intermediates, possibly with a cut, they could be caught out. While those that are on wets, that seems to be the tyre that is working at the moment, and it's worked for the new rally leader. Remember, they are the championship leaders as well in the Irish Tarmac Series. They were on the tail of Matt Edwards by just a couple of tenths and hundredths of a second over the course of the morning. But now, in the afternoon period, with Edwards having an overshoot, Keith Cronin's taking charge of this Donegal International Rally after stage four, as he leads by 9 seconds. We're off to the end of Mamore Gap. You can, of course, go to Highland Radio's Facebook pages, where Chris Ashmore has been busy over the last number of hours speaking to the drivers and the competitors, getting their reaction after the opening loop.